Just a few local elected officials are backing Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Rhode Island. State Senator Edward O'Neill is one of them. O'Neill is the only independent state senator. His support for Trump grew stronger after he and his wife went to a rally in South Carolina. There were 10,000 people there. Before the event, O'Neill thought the scene might be marked by pickup trucks outfitted with Confederate flags.
The people, though, were very, very much like you and me. They're very polite, very well-dressed, well-groomed. I didn't see any Confederate flags. I didn't see any gun racks on pickup trucks. I saw people driving vehicles like you would expect to see at the mall or at Walmart or whatever.
O'Neill concedes Trump is bombastic and not very presidential, yet he likes Trump's business background and negotiating experience and thinks if elected, he would surround himself with brilliant people. He sees Trump as the only candidate who will really go after challenging issues like immigration, national security, and the shrinking of the American middle class.
Trump's not perfect. He's got a lot of warts, and those warts concern me. But at the end of the day, you got to say, who's going to stand up and protect the borders? Who's going to stand up and try to get a fair deal for people who want a decent living, and a decent job, and a decent wage?
O'Neill says it's average middle-class voters who are quietly propelling Trump's popularity on the GOP ballot in Rhode Island. He sat down to breakfast recently with a few of those voters at Frank's Restaurant, a diner in Lincoln.
I know what I want. I want the usual breakfast special, but no meat, just two eggs over medium well.
As O'Neill ordered breakfast, other Trump supporters talked about the campaign.
I'm concerned about the perception of him by the public.
That's Senator O'Neill's wife, Carol, a retired teacher. She's worried about attempts to take Trump down.
They're doing their level best to smear him. And I'm worried that people, the media, and also the core Republican Party is trying to smear him. They're scared to death of this guy and what this might mean. He doesn't owe anybody anything. And they're not used to that.
Another supporter, David Ferranti, is a North Providence fire dispatcher. He says he's willing to vote for both Democrats and Republicans. Like many supporters, Ferranti likes Trump's business background.
I think we need somebody in there that's going to make a business decision that's based on what's better for the country as a whole.
Ferranti thinks Trump is going to draw a lot of votes, even in Democratic bastions like North Providence, because voters are tired of politicians who seem mostly concerned about keeping themselves in office.
I mean, this country is on an unsustainable path to financial ruins. And, you know, we're passing that on to what will be my grandchildren and probably my great-grandchildren. And I feel as though the only person who's capable of taking a hard look at this is Mr. Trump.
Trump's critics say some of his ideas, like deporting 11 million undocumented immigrants or getting Mexico to pay for a border wall, are just not realistic. These critics say Trump has a long record of making demeaning remarks about women and has encouraged violence at some of his rallies. Here's an example from an event in Iowa in February.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise. I promise.
As the bell signals the start of a recent legislative session, state rep and state Democratic chairman Joseph McNamara says it's these kind of remarks that will undermine Trump's campaign.
By the time the election rolls around, I believe our tent will be so big that Donald Trump's message of hate, prejudice, and fear will not be resonating with the populace.
But Trump supporters remain steadfast. State Republican Chairman Brandon Bell is neutral for now, but he thinks most Republicans will coalesce behind Trump if he becomes the party's nominee.
I think people will come out and support Donald Trump, or they'll hold their breath and hold their nose and push the lever for him because they don't want to see Hillary Clinton be the president.
Bell spoke at a GOP legislative fundraiser at Gator's Pub in North Smithfield as a few dozen Republicans mingled over drinks. Finding any who consider Trump their preferred candidate was a bit of a challenge. The chairman of Trump's Rhode Island campaign is State Rep. Joe Trillo. He says the candidate has a lot of support.
Right now, all we're doing is we're putting together as many volunteers as we can to work on the campaign. We're accumulating those people. We have people up that are picking up signs and putting up signs all over the state, and that's our focus.
Trillo hopes that Trump will visit Rhode Island before the April 26th primary. Regardless of what happens with Donald Trump's campaign, it's clear that he's struck a chord, even in the blue bastion of Rhode Island. Whether and how other elected officials respond to the concerns he's tapped about the economic anxiety of Americans is another story. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.